As governor of New York, Roosevelt passes laws clamping down on big business. His biggest targets are the nation's most powerful monopolies and the men behind them. But Rockefeller and Morgan know they can't buy Roosevelt. So they set out to make him as weak as possible.
One way to figure out how to keep Roosevelt from becoming a major figure at the national level is to make him vice president, because the vice president doesn't really have much to do.
Heading into a new election year, it's a rematch of 1896, McKinley versus William Jennings Bryan. Through a series of backroom deals, some of the nation's richest and most powerful men convince McKinley to put Roosevelt on the ticket.
The vice presidency in those days was a place where people went to disappear. They became vice president, were never heard from again. It's almost like a modern witness protection program.
McKinley is reelected by a comfortable margin, and Roosevelt is sworn in as vice president. With their man still in the White House and their nemesis in a powerless position, Rockefeller and Morgan think they have protected their empires. But their clever ploy may backfire.